Trump is going to kill NATO. Israel wants him to. On February 28 of this year, the United States and Israel launched a joint military operation against Iran. No NATO allies were consulted. No United Nations authorization. No one else on board. The war had two codenames. The Americans called it Epic Fury. The Israelis called it Roaring Lion. By the end of the first day, Supreme Leader Khamenei was dead, the Strait of Hormuz was closed, and global oil prices were above $100 a barrel. You can call it what it was. The Israel-Epstein-American Zionist War. A war sold on the same playbook as Iraq. Imminent threat. No time to wait. Trust us. Except this time, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence had testified just 11 months earlier that Iran was not building a nuclear weapon. The IAEA said the same. The war happened anyway. NATO allies said no. They wouldn't provide bases, wouldn't open their airspace, wouldn't send ships to help reopen a strait that got closed because of a war nobody else agreed to start. Trump called them cowards. Rubio said the U.S. would, quote, re-examine the value of NATO. Trump told The Telegraph that leaving was, quote, beyond reconsideration. Now here's the question nobody's asking loud enough. Who actually benefits if NATO dies? Not the U.S. working class. Not Europe. Not us. Russia wins. China wins. And Israel wins most specifically, because Israel has a Turkey problem, and NATO is what makes Turkey untouchable. Turkey is a NATO member since 1952. It hosts around 50 U.S. tactical nuclear bombs at Incirlik Air Base. It has issued genocide arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu. It joined South Africa's ICJ case against Israel. And Erdogan has said publicly that Turkey might do to Israel what it did to Libya and Karabakh. Israel's former foreign minister responded by calling on every NATO member to expel Turkey from the alliance. That's how much Turkey's membership bothers Israel. NATO's Article 5 is an automatic tripwire. Attack Turkey, and you've attacked the whole alliance. U.S. exit from NATO doesn't remove Turkey from the alliance. But it destroys the deterrence capacity that makes the tripwire mean anything. And that is very, very good for Israel's expansion plans in Syria, in the eastern Mediterranean, in Gaza. On March 4 this year, a ballistic missile tracked from Iran through Iraqi and Syrian airspace toward Turkish territory. NATO intercepted it in under 10 minutes. Iran denied targeting Turkey, proposed a joint investigation. A Turkish opposition MP on the Security Committee said publicly, and I'm paraphrasing, watch out for false flags from the US and Israel. Iran's foreign minister called his Turkish counterpart and warned him about, quote, possible false flag operations by Iran's enemies. That's not a blogger. That's a foreign minister. Meanwhile, Israel has somewhere around 90 nuclear warheads according to SIPRI's 2025 report. Maybe 200 according to Colin Powell's leaked private email. They have never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have never allowed a real inspection of Dimona. They bricked over the hallways when American inspectors came in the 1960s. They receive about $3.8 billion a year in U.S. military aid that is legally questionable under the Symington and Glenn amendments. Iran, which has signed the NPT and allowed inspectors and has confirmed zero nuclear weapons, got bombed. The architecture is naked if you look at it clearly. And Europe is looking at it clearly. European and Canadian NATO defense spending jumped 20% in 2025. Every ally hit the 2% GDP target for the first time ever. The ISS says it would cost about $1 trillion to replace the American contribution to NATO's European defense posture. Europe is working toward that number. The Wall Street Journal reported on April 15 that European officials are actively building what they're calling a European NATO. Sweden, Finland, Germany, France, Poland, UK, Canada. They are working on the assumption that the Americans might leave. Pew Research found that only 18% of Germans now have confidence in the US president. Xi Jinping polls higher than Trump as a trusted world leader across European publics. The European Council on Foreign Relations found that only 16% of Europeans consider the United States an ally at all. The Iraq WMD lie cracked the trust. The alliance survived because the structure held. A formal NATO exit is not a crack. It is a demolition. And no future president will fully repair it, because every future ally conversation starts with the same three words. You left once.